Hello, my name is Damon Sheffer, and welcome to episode 1 of the Decapod, the podcast of the Danforth East Community Association. The Danforth East Community Association, or DECA, is a group of neighbors that started working together in 2007 to make our community a little more vibrant, walkable, safe, and fun. They made big changes to our little pocket, starting with the Eastland Farmers Market, giving facelifts to a number of Danforth stores, and bringing the Danforth East Arts Fair to the community. The big event on the horizon for DECA is the DECA Gems Contest. I recently spoke to former chair and current treasurer of DECA, Anita Shretland. She brought forward the idea of the hidden gems and worked hard to make it happen, though you'll find she's pretty quick to give credit to all the people helping make this happen. So here is my conversation with Anita. So tell me a bit about DECA Gems. Is the latest program DECA's doing. What is DECA Gems, and how did you come up with the idea?
DECA Gems is a way for neighbors to shine the spotlight on a lot of our shops in the area. We have a lot of amazing stores and services in the area, but people don't necessarily know about them. And what better way to shine the spotlight than to get your neighbors' recommendations? It means so much more to someone to hear that their friend really likes a certain restaurant or a certain mechanic. It's so much more effective than any marketing that the businesses can do themselves.
So people are nominating their businesses, and the idea is, I guess, to spruce them up a bit. Some of these are businesses that are a little rough around the edges, perhaps.
some of them, yes. So our the contest involves neighbors nominating what they feel is a hidden gem. The idea is to tell us why it's a gem, why it's hidden, and why it deserves a marketing prize pack. The winner at the end of all of this will receive a marketing prize pack, which includes rebranding, professional services, including design work, photography, staging, etc., a website. A lot of these businesses are great. They're hidden because they don't publicize their services or their product. Maybe their storefront needs a little bit of polish, so we just want to help them.
Who are some of the nominees so far? Do you have a particular favorite?
I'm a judge. I can't tell you my favorites. We've had a lot of nominations. People have really gotten excited about this. One week into the contest, we had 62 different businesses nominated.
Wow.
I think that number is probably higher now. And many of them have received multiple nominations. People are jumping in with their stories and just like personal anecdotes of shopkeepers or services. Some of the businesses that have received numerous recommendations or nominations, I'd say, would be Gerard Pizza has gotten quite a few. Artisans at Work.
Where was this?
It's just west of Coxwell on the Danforth.
Okay.
Artisans at Work at Woodbine and Danforth has gotten several.
Very popular place.
It is.
And some people don't think they need it, but I guess there's some debate about it.
Yes.
I mean, no one feels personal.
It's all. Yes, a lot of it just comes down to personal opinion, and I think some people are also just nominating places they love that don't necessarily need a makeover. Fly Girl Fitness has gotten several as well.
Above Relish.
Above Relish. So it's a bit hidden in that sense. Mm-hmm. It's also a new business.
I guess new businesses on second floors, if you're counting on street traffic, they
face
a certain amount of disadvantage.
It's true.
So like, oh, I got to walk up a flight of stairs to go in there.
Well, we don't always look up either. DECA's overall mandate is to make the neighborhood more walkable, vibrant, and safe, and we've done that in a variety of ways. The farmers market brings people out every Thursday. It's a real established event now. We have an annual arts fair, Pumpkin Parade. We have a lot of different events happening that help us achieve that. And numerous other initiatives. One of our main initiatives has been revitalizing the commercial strip.
Mm-hmm. This was by, I think it was us. City in Australia called Newcastle. Where I guess the inner city was basically empty.
It was.
So the turnovers, you try to get landlords to turn over their empty storefronts. Is that the idea for a short period of time?
Yeah, we first started off just making over storefronts on the Danforth. It started, I would say, 6 or 7 years ago. So actually before my time. So there was a lot of great mom and pop shops, and we would offer our services in helping to rebrand, restage professional stages. We were able to bring in a lot of volunteers to do that. Once we got to the point where we felt like we had a lot of decent shops in the area, we started looking at the empty spaces and realizing that that was something we needed to attack. And yes, there was a model in Australia that, in Newcastle, Australia, the whole town was basically a ghost town. And it was one guy who basically financed this on his credit card. But he managed to get landlords to give up their spaces for free. In return, they would clean them up, stage them, put in tenants. And he did this for the whole downtown sort of area. And it's now one of Lonely Planet's top 10 places in the world, destinations.
Now, I'm assuming you've had more luck with some landlords than others.
Yes. So we started off, we actually had had him come speak, and he was really an inspirational speaker. And so we started off following his model. There were a couple of landlords that were willing to do that, give us a space for free, and those spaces quickly got filled up. We've had to change the model slightly. People are paying a very reduced rent. That helps the landlords, but it also, I think, attracts a higher quality tenant. We've had some successes. I think our vacancy rate has gone from 17% to about 9% in about a year and a half. It's probably lower now.
Some strips of Danforth are doing a little better than others. Is there a reason why you find, or?
We've had trouble with landlords. Again, they're suspicious. It's tough, you know. They all have different reasons also for hanging on to their spaces. Sometimes it's just a very personal reason. It's been in the building's been in their family, and they can't imagine someone else giving it up. It's really hard to argue with that logic. And so we have sort of come to a space where all the willing landlords now have their spaces, most of them have their spaces rented out. We have very few spaces that we can use as pop-up shops.
So that's something you think that some of the more reluctant landlords are saying, you know, they did eventually find these people.
It's getting tougher, yeah, and so this is how the Deca Gems contest sort of came up. We were sort of looking for something else we could do to help drive people down to the Danforth.
So the Deca Gems, the next step in the Deca Gems program then is whittling down the nominations. How many stores would be in the final?
Right. So nominations continue until May 7th. And then at that point, we will, there's a group that will choose the four finalists. And then from May 8th to the 14th, we're going to battle it out. People will be speaking up on social media, sort of gunning for their favorites.
So where can people follow this on social media?
Facebook, Twitter, you can email us your nominations as well, but the hashtag is DecaGems. So you can find links to all of this on our website, danforth.eastcommunityassociation.com.
What is the biggest challenge that's still facing this stretch of the Danforth?
I'm thinking about this one.
What are the issues still that are going on?
I would say the commercial strip still needs, we need We need more foot traffic along the Danforth in order to support the shops that are here and in order to attract more businesses.
Yeah, I guess the idea is you want to get, you know, people driving out of here to say, like, the Walmarts or the, you know, the big box stores and get them out of the houses and get them onto the streets.
Mm-hmm.
That's the challenge, I guess.
I think we are set in our habits,
yeah.
And a lot of us don't realize how many products and services are actually available on the Danforth now.
Yeah, you get almost anything.
And you're right, we get in our cars and we drive to the
closest. Although we're still missing a cheese shop, I think that's what I've heard a lot, and a wine rack or some sort of wine.
A wine place would be great.
Big thanks to Anita for that little chat. Now, during that interview, we referenced the revitalization of the town of Newcastle, Australia. The guy behind that, his name was Marcus Westbury. So if you're curious about him, if we've piqued your interest about him and what he started, check him out online. If you want to get more involved with the DECA or just get some more information about what's happening in the hood, you can check out the Danforth East Community Association.com. That is the official website of DECA. You can become a member there as well. DECADiaries.wordpress.com. That is the blog. You can also get to the blog from the DECA website as well on Twitter at DECA Diaries. That's capital D, capital E, capital C, capital A. Diaries, and on Facebook you can search for DECA, Danforth East Community Association there. Like them there. All the news that's up on the website is also up on the Facebook page. Email info@danfortheastcommunityassociation.com. We're hoping to have a few more interviews with some of the nominees a little later in this week, but until then, take care.